Patriot Day is September 11th going on. My name's Dabble. A little bit of sunshine here, moving up closer to 60 degrees. And good day. I've had Jana Gageland in, Kathy Dickman in, now I got Dominic Robert. I'm a happy guy today. Good morning, Dominic.
Good morning, Bill. How's your day going? Sounds like pretty good.
It's going very well, and great to have you. And you're talking Breckenridge, Wahpeton, and chess.
Yes.
We're going to kind of do, what would you call this, an overview of the whole chess thing. Correct?
Yeah, we could call it that.
Okay,
yeah.
We can call it anything we want. It's our show.
We certainly can, so. Yeah. I call it Chess and Chill at work when I tell them I'm going to the radio, so that's what I call it.
The Chess and Chill, I love that.
Right. So what I would love to talk about, Bill, today is with chess and improvement. I thought about this for a bit, and when you think about it, chess is a lot like life. In both cases, hopefully we try to better ourselves and improve in many ways. And that is always something that has driven me. And I would say I'm at a fairly, decent chess level. And I think the overall number one reason for that is that I try to improve. I'm still curious about the game. What does that mean? So even after having played it for decades now, I still, every now and then, I look at the chess opening, see, okay, what happened there? Is there something new that came out, something better that I could play? And maybe even more importantly, something that I would ask or urge people to do if they can is look at your games that you played, learn from that. To do that, of course, you want to, unless you play it online and it's easily accessible, maybe see that you can write down the moves. So being able to do that would definitely help. And then just play that game again and see, there I went wrong. What can I do next time to not go wrong?
Yeah. Right. Now I'm fascinated by this. I don't even have a follow-up to that because I'm listening to what you're saying. But it is a great metaphor for life. Now, is it the fact that you haven't quite cracked the code on this? Is that what keeps you coming back all the time?
I'm not sure I would call it that because I don't think there is such a thing as a perfect game. And I think that's part of the beauty that it has so many aspects. You will see some players, for example, they play more attacking chess than others. I'm like, why do people do that? It's hard to say. Mm-hmm. But I think that in particular is true because you want to have fun at playing chess. And if you can attack your opponent and throw pieces forward, that's just a lot of fun to do.
Right.
And if we kind of go to that and ask ourselves, how can we improve in chess? I think maybe the most important part is have fun. So, yeah, you want to analyze your games, but you also want to play games with colleagues and friends, which is why we have the club.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the same what we're trying to do with the club, too. We are currently looking for ways to do the same thing, improve as a club, and that's an ongoing story that we have. Now,
Right. Now
how can you have more fun, if you will? And thought about this a bit too, and apart from the playing itself, I think these days we have so many other things we can do, so I kind of, in my mind, I tried to think of, okay, are there any chess movies? In fact, there are some great chess movies. And if I just want to mention three of them, the classic maybe is Searching for Bobby Fischer.
Sure, I love that movie. I love that movie.
It is a great movie. And while I have seen quite a few other ones, another one that stood out for me was Pawn Sacrifice, which is the story of Bobby Fischer becoming world champion and played by, I want to say, Tobey Maguire. He was a Spider-Man.
Okay, yes,
so.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So great movie, too. And then, of course, only a few years ago, the series that, if you would ask anybody what's one of the top 10 Netflix shows ever, people would probably say The Queen's Gambit. I mean, if you have not watched The Queen's Gambit, wow, you definitely should. So that's just a beautiful. And, of course, Beth Harmon, so a female character playing that role and becoming the world's best chess player. Just an all-around amazing show. So that's definitely a way to have fun with chess. And if you want to continue down the watching thing, there's... Many people might not be aware of, but you can online, you can watch great tournaments with commentaries by some of the best players in the world. So currently we have the FIDE Grand Swiss. that's happening right now. You could watch there the best players battling it out to be part of maybe eight players to become world champions. So they're very motivated, very aggressive chess. They try to win every game they can.
So this is huge.
This is huge. And you can watch that and learn a lot, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then followed only weeks later, it will be the World Cup, which is another one of those tournaments. And you, in both of those, probably the best chess you will see of the whole year. It's a really amazing thing now. And if I would just kind of take all of that, then say, okay, that's great. I can learn from my games. I can maybe watch some stuff. But what's in it for me right now, I'm going to say, I'm going to just share that too. I found out that the North Dakota Open State Championship is actually happening in October 11 and 12. So that's a weekend, Saturday, Sunday.
All right. Where's that going on, Dominic?
That will be in Fargo in, I want to say, 4 weeks. And I know it says North Dakota, but it is open. That's why it's called open. So people from Minnesota can also play. So if you fancy your chess and say, hey, why not give it a shot? I think that would be a great opportunity as well.
Without a doubt. Dominic, I love these conversations. And fascinating stuff. Great information, and I'm looking forward to our chat in October.
Awesome.
But you have a great September the rest of the month, all right?
Thank you, my friend, too.
We'll talk again in October. Talking Breckenridge, Wappen, and Chess and Chill with Dominic Robert. We do this once a month here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.